sound like pros right now.
We're going to sound like grown-ups.
Welcome to the new school. It's something to try. It's fuck 50 Cent. I read him a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Because we're the reason people want to listen to rap again.
Buenos dias, terricolas. I'm Duke Buzzy. This is episode 66 of Between Bars on Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and we got some of that. My guest this week flies in the face of convention without trying. Eddie Quotes is Ottawa's reigning survival of the illest champion, and generally just a cool guy. I caught up with him in Ottawa to talk about creative style, unicorns, and being slept on. We'll hear that conversation in a minute, but first... Montreazzi and friend of the show Big C dropped his debut album a few days ago and took the Canadian and Australian iTunes charts by storm. Don't believe me? It's public record now. Here's the title track from This Is All I Know.
Yo, my brother C. Movement family. Jonathan Mel.
Yeah, it's like you wanna have it all, but a little something will cover you till it all comes. And when it all does, you're probably wanting more, cause and that's just only if you knowin' what you want at all, son. Most folks ain't focused now, hopelessly strolling by, living with the owners they born to die. Waking up with no ambition, they plans missing. No team to stand with them or they fam dipping. But that ain't how I'm driven. Man, listen, I know I'm lucky to have a passion, but damn it, I had vision. I followed my heart, I fought what I want, and even though I almost gave it up, I'm back on the job, and some are saying that we live in the last days. Nothing here to lose, and no use living it halfway. So people find something that's inspiring you, cause you never really know you might be something they aspiring to, and that's real.
Too late, yeah. Too long, I'll live it. I won't. We change, we grow, we are what we know. I just wanna be,
it's what it is.
I just wanna be,
yeah, you're what we're working with.
It's like you wanna have it all, but you've been told that your whole life to hold up. People poking holes in your dreams like donuts. You let them suck your confidence dry like homie go nuts. And that ain't right though, they don't know if you might blow. Politic at night show, see how far the hype goes. And if you make it cool, at least you've given them a taste of you. Another story for your memoir. Nah son, we keep the bar set high. Stay jet fly, rep mine with a fresh mind. All the hate is noise, a little static from some folks who never mattered, so they taste his void. And some will tell you that your mission is hopeless. Less. Just tune them on out, the best revenge will be progress. So people let the fire burn inside of you, cause you only live in once, so give them something they be vibing to, and that's real.
Too late, yeah. Too long, I'll live, I won't. Whoa. We change, we grow, we are what we know.
Yeah.
I just wanna be,
it's what it is.
I just wanna be,
yeah. You're what we're working with.
This is all I know.
It's time for our feature presentation.
Eddie Quartz.
He dropped his debut EP, Nostalgic Unicorn, last year and won the Ottawa installment of Survival of the Illest. What does 2014 have in the works? I will let him tell you that himself. In his own words and tracks, this is Eddie Quartz.
Swag. Teddy. Quotes. I'm back. It's the nostalgic unicorn. Fuck you all if you ignored. Yeah, I'm repping Canada, busting the face like a Peter North. Yeah, dude, I'm just saying like I'm Goku. Get these girls wet, so I'm always wearing boat shoes. Yeah, this shit is Wallace-esque. I did it for the capital. This beat produced by BKS. Go ham, cat beef. I'm killing all these animals, eating all these rappers too. I guess I'm just a cannibal. I feel this shit, I'm saving rats. Somebody call Mel Gibson. Call this shit the passion too. Repping for my race and my country and my city. I really like Sanrio and she's so super kawaii. I just lick her and I'm just like, hello kitty. Yeah, this shit's unstoppable. Sniff it up your nostrils though. Light it up on fire, bro. Ejaculate all on your hoes. Back it up, about to blow. On these girls all at my show. Got you all thinking, damn, you got that dope shit. Do it all until I'm dead. Coke Jones, all these lines up in my head. Spit it out, throw it up, that's what I said. I'm sick, know this. You suck scrotum, drug mule flow. Yeah, I got that dope. Dope shit. Canadian Filipino, rocking a fly roots tea and hand-me-down chino. Still broke, but chillin'. Nostalgic and vintage, gold digital watch that I got from Value Village. Jump over you, dog, like Vince Carter at the 2000 Olympics. So I guess I'm just stunting on you bitches. Guess I'm way flyer, either no name or designer. Combine it with rhymer and writer, burning up this game, kinda like Arcade Fire. I really need success, and I really wanna fuck a girl that looks like Selena Gomez. I'm sorry, Justin Bieber, but she has a type of beaver that I would just eat up. Beat up that pussy called Peter, make that a sandwich panini. Fuck yeah, I'm hungry, I'm eating, spitting this bravado. Start a fucking rap tour, fucking all these bitches in these cities. I Toronto, and killing all these noobs on my PlayStation console. Yeah, this shit's unstoppable. Sniff it up your nostrils, though. Light it up on fire, bro. Ejaculate all on your hoes. Back it up, about to blow. On these girls, I'll at my show. Got you all thinking, damn, you got that dope shit. Do it all until I'm dead. Coke Jones, all these lines up in my head. Spit it out, throw it up, that's what I said. I'm sick, know this. You suck scrotum, drug me your flow. Yeah, I got that dope shit.
Yeah, I got that dope shit. Sit up, kids, take notice. I'm coasting to the Poconos, the gangsta, Pocahontas. Breaking bad with lost boyos, Hermanos, rolling dolo. Diego smoked out cholos, purple swish, how the woods go. Kicking jokes with John Frusciante, folks, the fiscal violin. I got crackers kicking dope. Every time the hustle cotton, crackers dotting. Facebook me another comment. Adrian Brody beats with some retrophilic collars. Dope shit, emojis trolling easy like the Pope is. Homie smokes each lolly, choke it home with poker magic. Chick just focus, my operandi's thoughts are bogus. Crouch attack and bust you in the yada like a fire, so let's blow this. Popsicle stands, hit uncle like Sam. Got the rhymes of Sam, which was like big in Japan. I'm thinking about the next, no doubt the fruit is for the picking. I'm thinking about as a revolution sticking, move the sticking. Toronto, I love this group, they bust some crabs, they bucket tripping. I'm fucking about the gate, I got the dope shit, chop the flipping.
Okay, I'm in Britannia with Eddie Quartz. How's it going?
I'm hanging. Sleepy. I've been like sleepy for the past couple of days. It's just drained.
Well, there's something much bigger than all of us going on here, and that is spring. So to start with, how did you start rapping? Like, what informed your content and your style and that sort of thing?
At first off, it actually started off as poetry, pretty much. I wrote a poem for like my grand aunt that passed away. I was about 9. And then from there, it kind of evolved into you know, doing it to music. And yeah, I just started like writing rhymes with my older cousins, my cousin Tristan and Jairus, back in the hood in Ottawa, because we go hard.
Yeah. Oh, ask Sharon.
Sharon, yeah.
Yeah,
he goes hard.
He actually does.
He really does. I was right. I didn't even really like read much poetry. I was just writing to get things out for myself. And then started putting it to music and then started listening more to hip hop and taking like rhyme structures and flows and playing around with those.
If you had to pick, say, two or three artists who were like most formative of your style, who would they be?
I'd start off with Mace, because he had like this like relaxed kind of flow back in the back in the day, which I loved, but he was clever as well. And then Kanye West, because I think there's a little Mace in his flow, his older flow.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of like a melodic thing to his rhyming, which I liked, and a little bit of a spoken word style to his writing and his rapping back in the like College Dropout days. And then a little bit of Childish Gambino now, old Childish Gambino, because he came with that aggressive style. So I think I kind of blended all those three people together and then just rapped what was ever going in my head.
Yeah,
messed the place.
the debut EP is called Nostalgic Unicorn.
Yes.
Unicorns are typically, what would you say, symbolic of things that are different and rare and of course wonderful.
Yeah.
But you don't usually find it associated with rap. How did that happen?
I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna put a unicorn and like base it around that. It's weird to say, but I kind of got it from like an episode of Glee. What, the blonde chick, she said like something about people being special being unicorns. Yeah.
Right, Heather Morrison, what's her character's name?
Brittany,
yes.
And she said something about people being people that are special being unicorns, and I was like, I guess I'm special. I'm different.
This is also somebody who said the dolphins were just gay sharks.
Which they might be.
Do you know dolphins are just gay sharks?
That is amazing. Yeah. This is my first time hearing about that, and that's going to stick with me. I'm going to like make a line out of that sometime.
But back to the EP. For the length of it, it's a good cross-section of different musical styles. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some of that old style banging on shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It starts off with major bravado, which I tried to do with a lot of like, I had a mixtape before that, and I like to start off with a whole like cockiness to it. It's kind of like when you're getting to know someone, like they might seem really cocky at the beginning and you think one thing of them, but then as you go deeper into the project it gets more emotional and like you get to know the person.
Yeah I wouldn't say descends, it more ascends into
darker.
Darker, but I felt that there was uplift to it as well. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you want to accomplish with that EP? Just like, is it just an introduction, or was there more?
I had a mixtape that came out a year before that, which I felt was not where I wanted it to be. It was kind of all over the place. I would like to disown it, but I know it's already online and everything, and people downloaded it. Yeah. So like 1,000 people downloaded it. I'm like, I can't disown it now. It's just people have it. Yeah, I felt like I rushed it. It was more of a learning experience. And then with the EP, I was like, okay, I'm going to take my time in writing and making sure the production's good. And I got my message across to people.
What has been your proudest moment so far?
I've had people tell me that they've cried to one of my songs. Like a couple people that told me that they cried to it. And to be able to like make an emotional connection with people that you don't really know that well or don't even know is a very powerful thing. So it just blew my mind, and it gave me this warm feeling inside. I was like, I accomplished something.
Yeah.
Even if music doesn't really take me anywhere, I did something. I made someone feel something. It's crazy, as I'd never expected to be able to do that.
Yeah, I really hate it, but I must admit it. Sometimes I feel resentment towards my parents, cause for 3 years when they needed to step out, they left me with my uncle, and now I got my lesson. Never really said nothing until the present, and people will say this is a gimmick for attention. They can believe what they want, but this is for the people that been through what I've been through. For the people that believe they can't reach their full potential. For the youngest who's scared to call your telephone. To the kids that think it's their fault, it never is it. We're the survivors of the sick and twisted. Cause I've been broken, but I have risen from the ashes. And now I'm moving mountains and overcoming my past ish. Now I'm doing fine, but I remember times when I tried to commit suicide. Here come my wrists to try to numb the pain inside. I've done some stupid ish, try to face it on my own, but it was killing me back in 93. Or was it 94? Don't wanna remember anymore. Little bit of a loner, stayed away from others. Now I'm so into nostalgia. Cause when I was left with my uncle, I blocked it out with 90s TV and popular culture. My confessions aren't told. I told you where I've
Still, I wonder sometimes why they have to be me. Still, I wonder sometimes why they have to be me. Being through the struggles made a stronger man. But sometimes I think, what if, but damn, hey. Still, I wonder sometimes why they have to be me.
Can't blame my parents though, I know they tried the best they could. Try to provide a better life ever since parenthood. Thinking how could this be, of course they trust the family. Sponsor this stupid ass to get them out of the Philippines. This is how you pay them back, trust the son and turn them to a maniac. With trust and anger issues, I really wanna kill you. But I'm better than that, yeah, I'm better than you. Stole my childhood, won't let you take away the rest of my life. Stronger than you ever thought, future still burning bright. Pushed me down when I was little, now big enough to fight. I smile through the pains and you'll never have the satisfaction of seeing me fail. Stand up through it all, get back up when I fall. Try to change a game off the bench, now ball. When I was a kid, shy dude, soft spoken. But now I'm speaking loud, still alive, not broken.
Still I wonder sometimes why they have to be me. Still I wonder sometimes why they have to be me. Been through the struggles made a stronger man. But sometimes I think, what if, but damn, hey. Still I wonder sometimes why they have to be me.
3 days up in a psych ward, I'm wondering why. God, I know I don't belong here, I know that I am stronger. Take a second, just breathe. Grew thick skin, cause these tears are what my soul bleed. Pain, trauma, drama, memories that I'm painting, cause it helps deal with the blanking out when I'm angry. Grandma didn't understand the way I was behaving. Wanted me to forgive him, couldn't understand, he raped me. Like that for many years, I think about 18. It took a lot of strength to ask for help to try to save me. 22 years old when I finally had to face it, but thank God I think I made it, yeah.
Still I wonder sometimes why they have to be me. Still I wonder sometimes why they have to be me. Been through the struggles made a stronger man. But sometimes I think, what if, but damn, hey. Still I wonder sometimes why they have to be me.
Missing from the world that you want to bring to it?
Unicorns.
Ever since the Ark.
Yes. the movie Noah's out too, which is awesome.
Oh, sure.
Maybe they show something that what happens to the unicorns. That'd be great.
Well, they did say that it deviates from the original text, you know, so.
Okay, so there must be unicorns in it. Yeah.
All right, what is next for you? Where do you see yourself taking this over the next, let's say, 2 years?
I'm going to, like, aim high and be like, oh, I want to be, like, Drake or whatever, but I don't know. I want to be, like, maybe Shad's, like, level, where he's, like, extremely respected, but he's, like, and he's going around, yeah, like, everywhere. He's all over the place right now.
What is this? His third Juno nomination?
Yeah.
This time? Yeah.
And he won over Drake 1 year, so that was crazy.
Yeah, he whooped Drake's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that, Drizzy.
That reminds me. Junos happened recently, did they not?
Yes. I think it was like was it yesterday? I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell the underground rapper in the crowd. Well, he's the one who says, did the Junos happen yet?
I don't know.
But like Shad was nominated. Decisive was nominated. Did Maestro get a nod?
Oh, shit.
Or did he get snubbed? Because that was a good record.
Yeah, I think he did. If he did it, then that's some bull.
Yeah.
But then again, the Junos hit rap.
I think Drake got nominated as well.
Yeah, I think Drake won.
Did he win?
Yeah, I think he won.
Well, he's got some, you know, he's going through that LL Cool J moment, I think.
Yeah.
Where he, like, LL Cool J had that song, I Need Love, and all the rappers were like, you know, He's so soft. This is ridiculous. They just disowned him. And he was like, what do I do? How do I come back from that? And his grandmother said, knock him out.
And he got all the respect back.
Mama said, knock him out.
I could see Drake being like where LL is now. Like, just, yeah. So he's totally respected.
Wait, who are we talking about, Drake or LL?
LL, but I could see Drake being like LL in the future.
Well, he's got both games. You know, he does the rap.
He has
and
the acting. So. Yeah.
He could do both.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could carry a shaved head the same way, but...
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. Well, we may yet find out.
That'd look weird.
It looks hilarious. Oh, shit. Wow, that went... Where do you want to be in 10... Where do you want to be in 10 years? Drake with a comb over.
Drake? Yes, that's where I want to be.
Okay, who are your favorite independent Canadian hip hop artists and producers. Like artistically,
is Shad indie?
I think Shad's still indie. Yeah.
Okay, Shad. I'm gonna say Shad because it's awesome. Rich Kid's doing a lot right now.
Yes. Rich Kid was another Juno nominee.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
I'm gonna say Ill Vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ill Vibe. I'm like on my newsfeed. It's all Ill Vibe.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, damn, he's doing a lot.
Well, it's not just like the music, although he's been improving pretty steadily on that too. Like,
you know, Ill Vibe's doing a lot right now.
But he's coming at it from the business side.
Yes, too. He's doing the videos and he's on his hustle. I respect that heavily. He's on his grind.
Yeah.
Me.
Eddie Quotes.
My friend Alex Silas, he showed me his work on an album, and he gave me like a sneak peek, and it just blew my mind the other day.
Yeah.
Because we were working on a song at the studio on Saturday, and he gave us a little sneak peek, and just, wow, the production has improved tremendously from his beginnings. So I gotta give him love on there. I'm gonna say everybody that was at Survival of the Illest, that everybody was like on point. I was intimidated when I was like, at the beginning of the show, and I was like listening to other dudes, and I was like, damn, I have to come with it. And definitely.
Might I say you did?
Well, thank you. Yeah. I felt like I was a little awkward after, because I think I came in after like the intermission, so like people were still coming in when I like performed, so I was like, oh no, I have to try to get the crowd back into it after them smoking.
Yeah. Well, depending on what they were smoking, that could be easier or hard, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or if they were just trashed.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of people that were pretty trashed that night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
Performers among them. Eh?
Oh,
it didn't
hurt
them either, yeah.
No, it was awesome. So shout out to everybody that represented at Survival of the Illest. Mm-hmm. And then, my local boys. Adding Machine, Aaron the Alien, Atherton. I don't want to miss anyone because that'd be, like, a problem. Poetic Element, those are my homeboys. Oh, Spin Image is a cool guy who's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Flight Distance.
There we are.
There you go. Mainly me, though.
Mainly shout outs to me.
Shout outs to me. I'm Kanye shirt right here. I'm the best in the game from my city. Oh, yeah, Philly Moves. Girlfriend here reminded me. What's up, Tynan, Johnny? Gotta give them shout outs. They were like the ones that like kind of started putting the city on to that. Cause like no one was really doing much before Philly Moves.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of exploded. They're touring and stuff.
Yeah. I was based here in like 03, 04. Working with a couple of guys in Lower Town, actually. The only like underground rap venue where you could do anything was Cafe Des Cuffs.
Funny story, the producer I've recorded at is one of the founders, original owners of the place.
Nice.
Mr. Brian Ruxell, shout out, Studio 169.
Yeah.
Gotta keep putting it on. Yeah, I find it really, really difficult working with other people.
Anyone putting together super groups?
Yeah, fuck keep you.
Oh, okay.
Am I allowed to swear? I've been swearing this whole time.
Yeah. I really have. I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Seriously, I like this is internet. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, well, great.
You, in the words of Tom Green, you can shit your pants if you want. I don't recommend it.
That's another originator here.
Tom Green. Rhyme. I forgot about that.
I think he was like the first dude. He's like one of those first dudes that were
like they had an album in record stores. I remember seeing Organized Rhyme on the rack in Yellowknife.
That's amazing. I really want to get Tom Green on a song.
Wouldn't that be great?
Like
that. He still raps.
Yeah, I know he does. Yeah. And he still got it.
Yeah. I saw him freestyling with Xzibit.
Oh, you know, what?
Yeah.
That's like, amazing.
Yeah, Xzibit's freestyling. He passes the mic to Tom Green. Tom Green just goes off on this, like, old school thing. Xzibit's sitting there like this, like his jaw's on the floor. And he's like, I didn't know you could do that.
Tom Green could spit it.
Yeah.
People forgot after all the MTV stuff and his show and everything and all his craziness, but he could spit it.
He had a single, I want to say 6 years ago. It was called I Ain't No Joke.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Yuso. Yes, he's dope. He is very, very dope.
Would his last name be Crazy by any chance?
It would.
Where can people find you online?
Online, www.eddiequotes. It's like quotes is spelled Q-U-O-T-E-Z. It's because everybody that's cool spells things with Z's instead of S's.
Okay, so Eddie Quotes with a Z.com. where else? Like Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah, Eddie Quotes on Twitter, Facebook, Eddie Quotes Music, YouTube, Eddie Quotes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all my social media. Tumblr too.
It's Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm Eddie Quotes on Instagram. You have me as a friend.
That's right.
We're friends.
Right. Well, I know that and you know
we
that.
We follow each other.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
You are working on a new project.
Yes. I'm working on a new project. It's a working title right now, but I think it's going to be called The Wake Up.
Mm.
And the main song off there is on the Survivalist mixtape. Yeah, so there you go. We can take that.
Yes, yes. Title track.
The title track right there.
Yes.
It's going to be a mixtape.
Okay.
Because, you know, samples. Can't sell it.
Yeah.
Upsetting. I love SoCan, but I hate SoCan.
Yeah, yeah. Would you say there's like a central theme to The Wake Up?
The Wake Up? Here's the thing. Rapper from Ottawa, but I feel like I'm just kind of like slept on heavily. I think my name's out there, but there's still people that just, a lot of times I feel underestimated.
Mm.
People don't take their chances on me sometimes, and it's The Wake Up is basically to wake everybody up in this city.
Ah.
And possibly around Canada.
This is the slap in the face.
This will be the slap in the whip face.
This is the ice water.
Yes. If not the warm water where the hand is going
to
be.
That would be an unpleasant way to wake up.
Yes.
Well, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
For the talk and...
Eating Timmy's bacon breakfast sandwich on a biscuit. Even though I go ham, fucking all these devilish girls in reverse. Yeah, you can call me Gohan, but still trying to put my fucking city on. Trying to live life fast like every day was Ramadan. Yeah. Am I ironic enough for you hipsters? Going so fucking hard till my dick hurts. See, hear the shit talking to whispers. Still did my thing and hate this thing when you thought you were ill. I got sicker.
It's time to wake up, time to wake up. It's time to wake up, time to wake up. Time to wake up.
I work too fucking hard for this to just give up. Waiting for my time to come, but I swear I tuned us up dyslexic when I wrote that. But I swear, dude, I'm alright. Secondary station, I made a line all right. I swear that I'm a monster, I'm a rock star, I need espresso. Well, I hope you awake now, I kill these instrumentals. See my life in widescreen, motherfucking oriental. No, you don't know what I've been through. Overlook, cause I'm just short, Asian fucking kid. Trying to make it big with an open heart, Napoleon complex. When the fucker, she gets blown apart. They told me, dude, just know your part. Fuck you, I won't do what you told me. The wake up is a motherfucking work of art. See, I don't fuck with labels. Wrote this early morning and I just woke up the neighbors trying to make a move. Cause I'm tired of this shit. The only reason I rap is cause I got a gift. All this buzz that I got now, couldn't plan it like Pluto. Like here ain't just an it's true though. I'm sweet, put together like glucose. Fresh beef, Nubian, that's nouveau. Slept on by my city and it's strange cause every other city about to wake up. Every other city about to wake up.
It's time to wake up, time to wake up. It's time to wake up, time to wake up.
Thanks again to Eddie Quotes for the time and the talk. And respect to C.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com. Spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
Join me again next week for more music and a conversation with former King of the Dot champ, Flight Distance frontman Bender. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
as Outkast once told Miss Jackson, you can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't control the weather. Obviously, there's a literal truth to that, but also this. You have to have a plan or you won't start nothing. You have to be ready to change that plan or you'll never finish nothing.
Thanks again for listening. Now get outside and light something.